Hey, 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 everybody. Today I have for you podcast number 008. Today's podcast is titled Fire in the Harbor. Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of your weekly Limitless Life Network podcast. I am Dr. Pete Lombardi, and this is the Limitless Life Network, where we work at fleshing out limitations that are preventing you from reaching your goals and living the life that you deserve. This podcast is for you if you want to live a life with less limitations and more freedom, with a healthier mind, body, and spirit. The Limitless Life Network was born out of the scripture in Ephesians 3:20, which reads, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." And I want to help you to recognize and tap into that limitless power that is at work within you. And today's episode is titled Fire in the Harbor. And I have come up with 6 points for you today that if you're taking notes, you can leave yourself 6 spaces to write some things down if you want to jot a few things down. If you're driving, just enjoy. Don't crash your car. So today's podcast is inspired by some conversations that I had this past week with a few of my practice members in the practice. And these people all shared some commonalities that I wanted to highlight today. And here's basically what's going on. We've got these different people that don't know each other that all came at different times into the practice, and they had all been suffering. Here's a commonality. They'd all been suffering long-term with chronic issues that they have sought other care and other advice, and they've been to doctors, they've been to other natural practitioners, they've been to some holistic healers, they've tried all kinds of remedies on their own, and really not much success, kind of like almost to the end of their rope type of thing. And that's not uncommon, but it is in this sense that after coming into our practice, they really, really, they bought into what we're doing. And not everybody fully buys into it. And when I mean bought into what we're doing, I mean they didn't just like buy in with some money. They like sold out to the whole idea. Like they fully, fully committed to doing whatever it takes to get the result that they need. And what I mean by that is that they have followed every recommendation, but not only that, but they have gone above and beyond as far as taking responsibility themselves. And that's not always the case with everybody, that they just go all in. A lot of people dabble or do sort of all in, and it's not the same. So There's a story that I think that highlights this quite well, and if you know history, you've probably heard this story before. It's the story of Hernan Cortez, and he was a conquistador in the, I think it was the 1500s, early 1500s, and he had left Cuba to go to Mexico with some ships and about 500 men, and he went there to conquer the Aztecs. And he met with quite a bit of resistance along the way, and his men, some of the men, were kind of like getting fed up with the conditions and the likelihood of getting killed in this process. And they decided they were going to steal a ship and go back to Cuba and tell the guy that was in charge at Cuba what was going on over there, and that Cortez was, you know, he was kind of crazy and he wasn't doing things right and they were going to turn him in. And so Cortez got wind of this and he went out and he burned all of his ships so that nobody could leave. And he basically sealed their fate that they were going to stay and they were going to do what they said they were going to do. They were going to complete the mission at hand. And, I'm not saying Cortez was the greatest man in the world because he did some pretty awful things, but the idea of how he went about pulling this off, that one element of being willing to burn your only escape route says a lot to his level of commitment. And so point number one in our 6 points today is this, and that is the biggest battle to win is the one that takes place in the 6 inches between your ears. The biggest battle to win is the one that takes place in the 6 inches between your ears. Your thoughts that you have day in and day out, they are controlling you. They're moving you in different directions, and your actions are going to follow your thoughts. And if you have what we call stinking thinking, it's not going to get you where you want to go. So you've got to get a hold of that. Almost every podcast that I do is really about addressing the limitations that are in our own mind. We all have them. Don't think that you're immune to this. We all have these blocks in our mind where we're not sure about things. So just realize that that's the first battle. That's the one that matters the most. So win the day there. Win the day by getting control of the 6 inches between your ears. Okay, point number two, if you really want something, your going after it will outweigh the excuses that you can't. If you really want something, you going after it will far outweigh the excuses that you can't. So tonight I could have said, hey, you know what? It's getting late. I'm not going to do the podcast. I'll just get up tomorrow. I'll find some time in the morning and I'll get it done then. You know, there's all these excuses that we have that we can put things off till tomorrow. We can put it off until tomorrow. We can put it off until tomorrow. Or you can just, you know what? I'm going to go do that right now. And going after it and getting it done right now ensures that it gets done right now. Putting it off and coming up with excuses kicks the can down the road. And what do you get? You get nothing accomplished, or you get very little accomplished because you keep putting it off. And nothing feels better than to win that as far as getting it done now. Anything that you complete, whether it's a small task or a big task, it always feels better after it's done. The hardest part is just saying, I'm committed. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going after it right now. Number three is never say, I can't afford it. Never say, I can't afford it. Now, this is an uncomfortable subject for people, and that is their finances. And it used to be a very uncomfortable thing for me to talk about with anybody, especially my own finances, let alone talking about finances with somebody else. I can't afford it is a mindset. It's a mindset where you literally are telling yourself that, you know what, it doesn't mean that much to me that I'm going to spend my money on it because I need that money for other things that I know are necessary. Yeah, I got to pay the mortgage. Yeah, I got to pay for food. Yeah, I got to put clothes on my kid's back. You know, I've got to make my car payment, whatever it might be. But if the circumstances were dire enough, if the circumstances were dire enough, couldn't you come up with way more money than you have currently? You know, if someone told me something that was dire enough and I needed to have, say, $1 million by tomorrow morning, cash in hand, if the circumstances were dire enough, I would guarantee that I could make it happen, even though I don't have $1 million laying around my house, right? If it was $10 million and the circumstances were dire enough, I would find a way to do it. It sounds insurmountable, but if the circumstances mean enough to you, you'll find a way to afford it. Yes, money can be tight at times, and I've been there where money is tight at times, but I got to tell you, it's better to say something else for your own mindset. And that is, right now I choose not to make this purchase, but when I find it necessary, I will. Or I choose not to make this purchase right now, period. All that's saying is that maybe you don't have the resources currently in hand, but you're choosing not to make the purchase now. And that puts an open end that, yes, I can return to this at another date, right? So think about what is your relationship with money? Think about that, because oftentimes people are constantly saying that to their children. We can't afford that. We can't afford that right now. You know, maybe right now is a little bit better caveat than just we can't afford that. But when you're planting that seed into your kid's head, what do they think? They think, oh, we can't afford it. I can't afford it. I'll never be able to afford it. And that sets them up for a limitation into what can come into their life, because money is a limitation now. So you're literally create a new barrier to somebody or a new obstacle by treating money in that regard. And money is nothing more than an exchange of value. If something is valuable enough, people find a way. People's homes are filled with all kinds of things that cost money that have very little utility. And that's why that you see garage sales all the time in the summer, right? People are selling off all these things that they paid good hard-earned money for, but they've lost their value. And if you could take all those retail prices of those things that didn't really mean that much to somebody and you added it up, you'd be surprised at how big those numbers really are. Okay. Number four, never say, I don't have time for that, unless you really, it's not that valuable to you. If it's something that is really great, something that is very meaningful to you, you'll find the time. You will find the time. You will make the time. You will create the time. You will schedule time in your day if it's of value to you. So number three and number four all are about value. In other words, how much meaning does it carry to you? It's not how much meaning it carries to me. It's how much meaning does it carry to you? If it's something of value, you will find time for it. Okay. Number five is an interesting one, and it goes back to our story of Cortez. Do you have the guts to eliminate your own escape route? Do you have the guts to burn your bridge? Do you have the guts to burn your ships so that you have nowhere else to go but the other direction? You know, and when you burn your bridge, that's saying that, you know what? I can't go back. Now, I forget what the movie was. I think it was called A Bronx Tale. And in that movie, all these biker guys come into the local bar where all these old Italian men, they kind of like a mafia. They're all in there doing their daily drinking or whatever they do. And these bikers all come in and they are just tearing the place up. And one of the guys gets up and he walks over to the door and he locks it. And he turns around, one of the mafia guys, and he said, there, now you guys can't leave. And he said it in a very Brooklyn or Bronx accent. And then all these old Italian men start grabbing baseball bats, coming out of the back room, and they just beat the daylights out of these guys. So they eliminated their escape route. They destroyed their motorcycles. And it was basically that, you know what, we're controlling this whole scenario. And we're controlling it by eliminating the escape route so that we've got things right where we want them, right? You know, in battle, one of the worst things strategically that you can do is to eliminate an escape route to your enemy. And the reason that's a bad thing to do strategically is because when you eliminate their escape route, if you back them into the wall, they have no other choice but to fight to the death. And there's nothing worse. Ask, you know, anybody that fought, and not too many of them left, but in World War II in the South Pacific, the Japanese had that attitude that they were all just planning to fight to the death. And that's why we ended up having to drop the atomic bombs in Japan, was to end the war, because they just were not going to surrender. There was no surrender there. So, are you willing to not surrender? You know, that's something to ask yourself. If you are, if you're eliminating your own escape route, then you are on your way. You are definitely on your way, because there is no other choice, right? You've removed all the choices of giving up, right? And then last one, our point number six, which is a good one to wrap your head around, and that is feelings change. Feelings change, so don't go by feeling. I don't feel like it right now. Really? Is that what you want? You know what? I don't feel like going to work today. I don't feel like doing my homework assignment. I don't feel like reading a book. I don't feel like paying my taxes, but I do, because I don't want to go to jail, right? Like, I don't feel like doing some things sometimes, but I do it anyway, because I know that not only do I have to, but if I want the result at the other end, I don't feel like going to the gym today. I don't feel like working out. I don't feel like, you know, whatever that feeling is, don't go by the feeling. If you're going by feeling, that's an emotion, and emotions change like the wind, right? One day you feel energized, the next day you don't, right? Have a system, right? Have a plan, have a goal, have goals, have checklists. I mean, things that can keep you guided, right? Have rails that you follow, right? Like guardrails, okay? Feelings change. Don't go by feeling. All right, so there's the 6 points that I got from this week, and I got to say, I got to tip my hat to those practice members that are just going above and beyond, committing their time, committing their resources, time being the most valuable one, in my opinion, and just staying dedicated and doing the hard work on their end. I really am inspired by that, and that's what inspired this podcast today. So that is all for this week's edition of your weekly Limitless Life Network podcast. Tune in each and every week to stay connected, be inspired, and keep moving toward your best life by stripping away your limitations.